Weeks after a runner-up performance in Pietrelligure, Rhys Verner broke through in victory on June 15 at the UCI Mountainbike Enduro World Cup's Liegong Salzburgerland stop. Verner was right up there on a big, burly day in Western Austria, which saw him covering 55 kilometers with nearly 1,100 meters of climbing and a massive 4.8 kilometers of descent over six stages. The Squamish-based contender did not find himself outside the top five at any point and won three stages. Despite that, Verner was pushed hard by Richie Rude and the pair were separated by just 2 seconds going into the final DH-focused stage. Yet Verner took more time on the last test of the day, taking the stage and notching a total time of 25 minutes, 8.74 seconds. That was enough to prevail over the American Rude, who settled for silver, 25 minutes 11 seconds and 51 milliseconds. Alex Rudeau of France ended up third, 25 minutes 17 seconds and 46 milliseconds. Meanwhile, Whistler's Jesse Melamed had a tough day and finished back in 10th position, 25 minutes 44 seconds and 70 milliseconds. Bad luck for me today. Unfortunately, a mechanical took me out of the running for a podium, said Melamed on his Instagram account. I've gotten away with a lot, so it is what it is. It was another good week of learning and I'll take that and look ahead to Italy next week. 10th isn't bad considering, and a stage win shows the speed hasn't been lost. Thanks to the team for putting me in the best position to perform as always. So stoked for Rhys Verner getting his maiden win. Canada was out in force today, on the enduro track and the DH track. Can't wait to watch all the racing this weekend. Results roundup. Liegong is no stranger to UCI World Cup racing, but it's the first time the EDR and EEDR racers have taken on these famous trails. French athlete Isabeau Corderier won three stages to see her triumph by a relatively comfortable 14 seconds, 28 minutes 35 seconds and 1 millisecond. From Italy's Gloria Scarsi, 28 minutes 49 seconds and 36 milliseconds. Another Frenchwoman, Morgan Char, ended up third after taking the day's final stage, 28 minutes 53 seconds and 57 milliseconds. Corderier has achieved her second win of the season after triumphing at the opening round in Maidenhead, Australia. As a result, she takes the series leader's jersey from compatriot Char. In the U21 men's event, it was a breakthrough for France's Lissandro Bertini, 25 minutes 54 seconds and 7 milliseconds, ahead of Sasha Kim from Australia, 26 minutes 8 seconds and 1 millisecond, and Kamloops native Jonathan Helly, 26 minutes 9 seconds and 64 milliseconds. Whistler's Wei Tianho finished 5th, 26 minutes 15 seconds and 28 milliseconds. Vancouver Islander Emmy Lan, Verner's Forbidden Synthesis teammate, took her second win of the campaign in the U21 women's race, 30 minutes 40 seconds and 53 milliseconds. Lily Plancourt, again of France, came second, 30 minutes 58 seconds and 18 milliseconds, and Squamolian Lily Boucher rounded out the podium, 31 minutes 24 seconds and 99 milliseconds. Rude still leads the series going into round 5 in Italy next weekend. Forbidden Synthesis team won the day, while Yeti, Fox Factory Racing sits atop season rankings. Full results are available here.